Talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay from the Oklahoma Pork Council. Roy Lee, let's talk about two or three things that are going on right now. One is free trade. We're seeing the politics kind of play out right now, but it looks like the president is likely now to send on the three trade agreements to Congress sometime in the near future. Whether or not Congress approves them or not, a matter of some conjecture, but yet they need to be approved sooner rather than later.
You know, the president told us in his State of the Union speech in January that he was going to send the free trade agreements to Congress soon. Now, in my world, 6 months is not soon, but I guess in the world of politics, 6 months is soon. Right now, they're still dealing with the politics on the issue, and the holdup is trade adjustment assistance, which is essentially training dollars for people that may lose their jobs due to provisions in the trade agreements. The trade agreements themselves are not a problem. Got broad bipartisan support in Congress. The president and the administration have said we support them. You know, the Obama administration actually has redone several of the components in all the agreements. We're talking about South Korea, Colombia, and Panama from when they were negotiated under the George Bush administration. And if my memory's right, we agreed to the South Korea FTA in 2007, and then Obama renegotiated it in 2010. December of 2010, and came up and said, oh, we got a great agreement. We're ready to move forward. Here we sat July of 2011, still waiting on Congress to get a chance to vote on them. This week, the Senate said, okay, we'll consider it. They did a mock markup on it. And the reason you do that, obviously, is we give occasionally, president gets what's called fast track authority, which means once he negotiates a deal with another country, it has to be voted either up or down. The Congress can't change it. And it has to be that way on trade issues. Otherwise, you'd have 530 people trying to negotiate a trade agreement, and you'd never get, you know, consensus on what it ought to be or where it ought to be. So, but as a result of that, you send it over, and it's got to go for a straight up or down vote. The president wants more money in this Trade Adjustment Assistance Program, TAA, and the Republicans in the House especially are willing to consider it, but they think that's a separate issue than the free trade agreements themselves. The Democrats in the Senate say we're only going to present these if we include the TAA with it. The White House says we're only going to present them if we include TAA as a vote with it. It's purely politics on the TAA side. I mean, it's not about whether these are good free trade agreements or bad free trade agreements. It's about how do I get the additional money for the trade adjustment assistance. And right now the politics says I got to vote on them together with the free trade agreements. Your question becomes in the House, with all the new members in the House and their new found focus on fiscal responsibility, does this bitter pill make the trade agreements no longer palatable to a majority of people in the House? To some Republicans, they'll vote against it. They may support the trade agreement, but they're going to vote against it because of the additional dollars that are going to be included in TAA. I'm hopeful, and in speaking, you know, we've shared our concerns with Chairman Lucas, very supportive of the trade agreements. I don't know what the TAA issue does to that, but he recognizes the value to Oklahoma agriculture of those three free trade agreements, and I expect our delegation has been supportive of them previously, and I'm hopeful they'll support them again when they do finally get there. And we're still optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that that can get done before the August recess.
Now, in the case of your Oklahoma pork members and U.S. pork industry, there's a sense of urgency because of the European Union. They've got a deal, and South Korea is a fabulous market for U.S. and Oklahoma pork.
Yeah, it is. You know, and not just short term, but long term, we think that eliminating the tariffs on pork into South Korea could be worth as much as $10 a head to us in terms of pork production here in the United States. When you're talking about producing 100 million pigs a year, $10 a head's $1 billion of new revenue. You know, we can only eat so much pork here in the United States. So if we're going to continue to support an industry and to create jobs and things in rural America, we're going to have to find other markets. And this agreement with South Korea helps us do that. The big challenge for us today is the European Union's free trade agreement with South Korea went into effect, I think, July 1st, but went into effect a week ago, 10 days ago. And so they're already on the path to tariff-free import of pork. So even though we're a more efficient producer of product today, when you add the tariffs in, suddenly the European Union is going to be on a much more even playing field with us in terms of cost to ship product into South Korea. And if it takes another 6 months or another year or another whatever to get our free trade agreements done, that puts us behind the eight ball. And it allows the European Union a legitimate chance to take market share away from us when U.S. pork really is the pork of choice amongst all of Asia, if you will, and around the world. Mm-hmm.